Hello, everyone. Well, as expected, Labour won the Hamilton by-election. I wish I'd said it because there'd have been more credibility now when I was saying that I forecast this. And I often get these things wrong, and I always say that. I couldn't see Reform United Kingdom winning anything in North Britain. Remember, Reform UK is just the new name for the Brexit Party, which is very unpopular in Scotland. If you go back to the days when the United Kingdom Independence Party was the major Eurosceptic party in the United Kingdom, then you'd see that UKIP also never had a significant presence in Scotland. Well, this by-election there was caused by a member of the Scottish Parliament, an SNP woman, dying. So the full name of the constituency is Hamilton, Larkhall, and Stonehouse. Scottish Labour has been coming back from a decade in the doldrums. Remember, 2007, they narrowly lost the Scots parliamentary election by a single seat. The Scottish National Party became the biggest party at Holyrood. They formed a minority government. They went on to win a majority next time, and they went to strength and strength for a long time under the days of Alex Salmond, the late Alex Salmond, and later Nicola Sturgeon. And then after she stood down, they had Humza Yousaf for a while, Humza Useless, more like. And then there is this bloke, John Swinney, that one who was a disastrous leader of the SNP in the noughties, has come back. So the SNP has been in office in Caledonia for 18 years, and they've got an election to Holyrood next year. And looks like the SNP will finally lose, having won, was it five elections on the trot? No, four elections in a row. Anyway, so there's a new member of the Scottish Parliament. He's Davy Russell of Labour. So he got 8,600 votes roughly. So not that far ahead of the SNP, of Katie Loudon, who got almost 8,000 votes. So Reform UK was speaking big. Could they even win this? And I thought I really didn't see it happening. So Reform UK has taken away a lot of votes from Labour in South Britain, and indeed in ancient Britain, that's Wales, but not so much in North Britain. So as well, Reform UK getting just over 7,000 votes, which is still creditable for them. I mean, coming from nowhere. So Reform UK, they appeal to middle-aged and older voters, less educated people, people on middling and low incomes and so on. Their voters are overwhelmingly white, a bit more male than female, things like that. So in the sort of left behind the post-industrial towns, their real stronghold is Eastern England, or particularly on the coast. And that's where UKIP was doing well in the noughties and the 20 teens as well. Okay, so one swallow does not a summer make. Though, Scottish Labour would like to say this means that they'll win the Holyrood election next year. I agree they probably will. It's obviously going in the right direction for them. There'll be a bit of sympathy for the SNP because of that woman who died. But the SNP is failing on multiple fronts. Many of the economic failings of South Britain, you'll also see in Scotland, although the inflation, obviously, it's one inflation of the whole United Kingdom. But public service is not good enough, NHS waiting lists longer. Although England's gone up in the PISA rankings of literacy and mathematics in the last 20 years, Scotland's gone down. There's a teacher recruitment and retention crisis in Scotland, even worse than in South Britain. Taxes going up. Some people are leaving Scotland and going to Northern Ireland, England, Wales. Some of them can even work in Scotland, just live in England and commute in every day, work from home some days. Because remember, you're taxed on where you live, not where you work. And so it goes on. So it's all bad news. John Swinney is not particularly popular. The SNP's got this bizarre fixation with the transsexuals. The police, are they just there to be enforcers for political correctness? Crime is going up. So, I mean, if they improved anything recently, it may be public transport. The SNP, they're not even banging in the drum about a second referendum very much anymore. People have got bored of that issue. So Labour in office in Westminster is less objectionable to most North Britons than the Tories. So that is somewhat taking the wind out of the SNP sails. So Keir Starmer has reiterated that there shall be never be another referendum on Scotland breaking up the United Kingdom while he has any say in it. So that's not going to happen. So why should they harp on about this one? And when they were always talking about separation, that was simply taking your ball to a different part of the beach, because they were failing on all the bread and butter issues on healthcare, education, or policing or tax and things like that. Say, well, we'll talk about something else. We'll talk about separation. It's all the fault of those evil English. That being so, to stop taking the subsidy. In fact, why don't you pay it back? I think one of the reasons Reform UK really ballsed up for themselves, surprisingly worse actually, is Nigel Farage, leader of the Reform United Kingdom Party, saying he would end the Barnett formula. Now, this comes from Mr. Barnett, who was a civil servant in the 1970s, and it's about the per capita spending on people in Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England. And Northern Ireland gets the most because it was the poorest region in the United Kingdom, Scotland, the second least. Wales, the second least, and England, the least. So I believe in the unity of the British Isles, and that's why I think it's fine for the more affluent places to subsidize the less affluent places. And obviously, Northern Ireland had the troubles, is the terrorist organizations like the Irish Republican Army, the Irish National Liberation Army, were trying to wreck the place, trying to destroy the economy, cause mass unemployment, and so on. And that's why there had to be more of a subvention given to them. But obviously, getting away the Barnett formula would not be popular in Caledonia. So even if he's going to say that, he chose exactly the wrong time to say it. And of course, it was used against him. Anyway, so Anna Sarwar is leader of the of Scots Labour, and he's trying to become First Minister of Scotland next year, which he probably will become. So I think Labour will win in Holyrood next year, not by much. Then they're going to run away with it. They might not even win a majority this year. It might just be a plurality. They might have to have some kind of confidence supply agreement with the Greens, with the Liberal Democrats, even a full coalition. Remember, Labour and the Lib Dems had a coalition in Scotland in the early years after 99, with Jim Wallace, leader of the Liberal Democrats there. I met him once as Deputy First Minister, Donald Dewar as First Minister, till he died in 2000. Well, I won't go to all the other people, Labour people who held that office. So the Prime Minister, by convention, doesn't campaign in by-elections. He was in Glasgow. Had Labour lost, it would be look very bad for him. Now, the SNP's vote share in that constituency has gone down 17 percentage points. Wow. So, but the Reform UK got even 26 percentage points. That is quite a success for them. So we mustn't, exaggerate the scale of this disappointment for them. Okay, so that's it. We're moving in the right direction, coming out of a miserable few years. So Davy Russell to take the seat for Labour, because Christina McKelvey died a few months ago. So what else? He's a sort of local working class man. And Ross Lambie was the was Reform UK's candidate, getting over 7,000 votes. Dreadful result for the Conservative and Unionist Party, getting only 6% of the vote, barely saving its deposit. Richard Nelson was the candidate, and he's a member of the Orange Order, which some people have used against him, which is a charity devoted to Reform Christianity and monarchism. And then there's the Green Party's Anne McGuinness. She got 2.6%. Green Party is relatively strong in Scotland. That's not a good result for them. The Liberal Democrats really humiliated, getting only 2% of the vote. Truly shocking for them. Yeah, they've got a very, very long way to go to recover. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Bye.